From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. During the recent broadcasts, Dr. Cairns has called our attention to the great model for prayer which Christ gave to His disciples, those precious words known as the Lord's Prayer. In the very opening words, Our Father, which art in heaven, we are learning a number of lessons about the nature of the God to whom we pray, as well as things to keep in mind as we approach Him in prayer. If we would pray in the right manner, we must remember that our God is absolutely sovereign, and that He is ineffably holy. Further, we may be assured that His wisdom is infinite. He knows the end from the beginning, and His thoughts toward His children are thoughts of peace and not of evil. The message in a few minutes, but first, Dr. Cairns takes time to address young people on the matter of eternal youth.
I'm sure you've heard the saying, you're only young once. Behind that saying, there is usually the notion, now live it up while you can, because soon you're going to lose the physical ability and agility to go and do all the things that young people can do. I can see that there's a lot of truth in that, and when it comes to physical activity, things that you'd want to do, well, perhaps it's a good idea to do them while you have the physical ability to do them. But sadly, also behind this notion, you're only young once, means that you've only one chance to sow your wild oats, so get at it while you can. Now, of course, that's a tragedy. The Bible says, flee youthful lusts. This is a message for young people. Flee youthful lusts. Why? Because they war against the soul. They are weapons in the armory of the devil to destroy your life and damn your soul. So here's a message for youth. You may in this world be only young once, but remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. This is God's word to young people. If you want to live life, you'll live it to the full when you live it for Jesus Christ. The lives that count the most, the lives that are worth most in this world, are the lives that do most for the cause of God and Jesus Christ. The lives that are most helpful to humanity are the lives that are given over to the service of our God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You think of the great missionary endeavors that have opened up continents and nations to bring them the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those are the lives that have counted. Think of young men. If you can sometimes, some of you young people, get a biography of any of people who were called the Cambridge Seven. You'll read of seven young men, bright and brilliant, well-placed, many of them aristocrats, ready to go to the top of the tree in this world, but through the ministry of D.L. Moody, they were saved, and they set out to do something great for God. I think of one of them, C.T. Studd. He went to Hudson Taylor's mission in China. He then opened up a large part of India, and when doctors said he was beyond it, and he couldn't physically do it anymore, he went to the heart of Africa, and opened up the heart of Africa to the gospel of Jesus Christ. A life of thrilling obedience to God. You think of the missionaries who laid down their lives and were slain by the Alka Indians. Indians now that have received the gospel, and many of whom have been led to the knowledge of sins forgiven through the Lord Jesus Christ. Flee youthful lust. They will war against the soul. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Know Him, love Him, believe Him, serve Him, make Him known. And you'll discover something, that when you receive eternal life, you receive from Christ eternal youth. Oh yes, the body will grow old, and the body will ultimately be laid in the grave. But there is a youth, there is an exuberant happiness that youth implies that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, throughout the eternity that God has laid before us, you will have body and soul in perfect union, in sinless enjoyment of Christ. You will have a youthfulness that will last as long as God lasts, a happiness and a holiness that will never be destroyed. So it's not really true that you're only young once. You're only young once if you waste your youth and your life on sin. But you'll be young forever if you come to know, love, and serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
Verse 9 of Matthew chapter 6, the Lord Jesus says, "After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." We're still in verse 9. We haven't yet got to the first petition, though we are coming very close to it. I pointed out some time ago that the first two words of the Lord's Prayer are in many ways the most important words. Without them, nothing else is going to be any more than simple verbiage. If you don't know the Lord as your Father, if you cannot honestly by the indwelling Spirit cry, Abba, Father, then there is not another part of the prayer that you can really pray. So these are important words. Having considered them, we have come to think upon the little part which says, Our Father, which art in heaven. Now, that is one of those things that sounds so simple that everybody understands it, And yet when you start to ponder it, very few people really grasp what it's talking about. I've said that while our Father indicates the goodness and mercy of God, the words which art in heaven show us the greatness and the majesty of God. When you say, our Father which art in heaven, you are using words which describe first where God is, and I discussed that last week with the various difficulties that that would raise, biblically, where God is, and then what God is. When you say our Father is in heaven, you are saying that He is all perfect and that He is all powerful. You're saying that He is the Most High God, that He is the ruler of heaven and of earth, the King of glory, the King of angels, the King of all creation. When you put it all together and pray to our Father which art in heaven, you are saying that this Most High God is our Father, and He will hear the prayers of us, His children. So, with that in mind, we started last week to consider some lessons that we should learn from this thought of the transcendent greatness of God. When you come to pray, these are things to keep consciously in mind. Our Father is in heaven. We must first and foremost lay hold of His absolute sovereignty. And then we must think of His majestic holiness. Our Father is in heaven. Now this morning I want us to consider a few more lessons from the transcendent greatness of God. Things that we must learn from these words and seek to make practical as we come in prayer. First, let me mention that we must, as we pray these words, trust the Father's perfect wisdom. You remember the idea of God being in heaven and we upon the earth is one that the Lord Himself drew attention to as He spoke through Isaiah the prophet. And in chapter 55 and verse 9, He says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And what that is saying is simply, I am in heaven, the uncontained, unbounded, illimitable, all-wise, eternal, sovereign God. You are upon the earth, a microscopic part of a microscopic place in creation. You are severely limited. Your vision is very narrow. You tend to react on the surface by immediate experience. You jump to large conclusions from very, very tiny and usually misconstrued premises. I am in heaven, you are upon the earth. Remember, when you look into the heavens and see the heavens high above the earth, just remember, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My purposes are not your purposes. Your ways are not mine. And just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than yours, and my thoughts than yours. Now that's not just a mere statement of superiority. It obviously is that. But it's so much more. It is something that's calculated to bring comfort and blessing, stability to the life and the heart of the man or the woman who really knows how to pray to God, our Father which art in heaven. You remember how the Lord put it through the prophet Jeremiah. In chapter 29 and verse 11, he says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. There are times when you can't understand what God is doing. There are times when you can't grasp the divine purpose. And you wonder why your experiences are what they are. And yet the Father says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. And they are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end, or as it may be translated, to give you an end and an expectation, to give you a great fulfillment of purpose, divine purpose, in your life and in your existence, and to give you an eternal reward. God says, when you come to pray, in the midst of all your perplexities, in the midst of all your troubles, remember, He is your Father in heaven. He is all wise. He knows what He's doing, and what He's doing is to give you an end and an expectation. The psalmist David rejoiced in this at a time in his life in which he was experiencing many, many difficulties. He was obviously greatly distressed, and yet he prayed in Psalm 18, verse 30, as for God, His way is perfect. Two verses later, he says, it is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. That is involved. That confidence is involved in our praying to our Father who is in heaven. When you come to pray this prayer, trust your Father's perfect wisdom. Do not make the mistake of flying in the face of God. Just last night, in researching something else entirely, I read something that was written by the late Dr. M.R. Dehan. It was referring to a time in his medical practice when he went and he visited a woman whose three-year-old daughter was on the point of death. And she was terribly distracted, naturally. But unlike this spirit that I'm speaking about and that the Lord Jesus is inculcating, this woman flew in the face of God, demanded that this child would live, and said, in effect, if you do not heal my daughter, I cannot believe you, and I will not believe you, and I cannot serve you, and I will not serve you. Dehan said the little girl was healed. But little more than a decade and a half later, that same mother told him, my daughter, after a very troubled time, has just gone into the next room and hanged herself. With tears she said, Doctor, I would to God He had taken her when she was 3 years old. We can understand a mother's heart praying for the life of her infant. Which mother wouldn't pray? But when we come to these deep troubles of life, it is good to resign everything to the wisdom of God. An atheist once approached Lady Huntingdon, a friend of George Whitefield and the Wesley brothers, a great patron of the gospel. Mockingly he asked her, "How can you reconcile praying, asking God with a spirit of total submission? How can you do that?" She said, "There's no difficulty for me whatsoever. If I were to go to my monarch and say to the king, 'In your great wisdom, you know how to deal with me and my request. If it is for the glory of your kingdom and for the good of me as your subject, I ask you to bestow upon me this honor. And I do that with God.' There's complete resignation and there's a complete acceptance of the absolute wisdom of the Lord. He knows what He's doing. And when we come to pray to our Father in heaven, that is what we consciously depend upon."
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.